Hey, Mike, do you know how bad Terrell's look like a hamstring?
I don't think it was anything serious, but you never know. We'll get it imaged and see where we are with it.
And then it looked like he threw a couple balls today. Is it just trying to take advantage of his skill set?
Yeah, just special plays are going to be part of our plan each week. You want to have those up, so the sooner we can start working on them, the better. I'm just a firm believer in just kind of always having that option. Just it's there. You have a couple practiced and ready to go. You kind of get into a game where there's a lull on both sides offensively. You need something to break it open. You always want to have that to go to. And having a guy like Terrell certainly gives us that ability.
Hey Mike, with guys like Shelton and Irving, high picks, both linemen, what early issues would you expect them to have? And are they having any that you would expect?
I think they're having some of it, but it's just typical stuff. I think they're both where we thought they would be, but it's just getting used to the speed of the game and the having to process quickly and the terminology and all those things. But just the physical part of it, going against guys that are, NFL size, and NFL caliber players. I mean, that's a big part of it. But they're both, either where we thought they would be or a little bit ahead.
Mike, you talked about. You're not worried about spreading Irving too thin because he did it in college. Wasn't it more out of necessity that he did it in college? Are you rethinking that? The coach is rethinking just centering him on one position to master this camp?
Well, it's out of necessity when we give guys days off to kind of bounce him around a little bit. But I think as camp goes on, he'll settle in. But a lot of the technical things... offensive line play, like blocking a guy who's shaded on you, it's the same technique as whether you're the right guard or the right tackle or the center or the left tackle. So a lot of the fundamental, I think that's a little overrated as far as moving positions and getting used to it. But he's a guy, I think as we get closer to the opener and we settle on how we're going to play, then you'll certainly see not just him, all the players settle into the positions that they will play the majority of the time.
Where do you think they'll settle in at?
I don't know if I can answer that just yet. Well, to me, it's haven't even had a scrimmage yet, so we'll know as I'll be able to answer that question a lot easier as we get going against some competition.
You talk about EJ Bibbs and OTAs and minicamp. Is he still impressing you guys?
He is. He's got exceptional hands. I think he's displayed that throughout all the time that he's been here. But he's got a lot of the detail stuff to work on, and still just. It's a lot for him from a playbook standpoint. So pleased with where he is. And he's a guy that obviously impressed us from the day he walked in here. And there's not been a drop off since we put the pads on. I mean, he physically has the skill set to play in the NFL. And we'll see how it plays out once we start playing games.
When you sit here,
go ahead here.
K'Juan Williams last year, I think, may have led the league in touches for the football. The times that he was actual amount of snaps. Why are guys like that? What allows them to make, always be around the ball?
Well, the first thing that tells you is he's getting targeted a lot. So that's one thing that teams are identifying him as a guy to go to, and he responded and made a lot of plays. But there's some guys that just have a knack for finishing as a defensive back, just understanding the timing, not fouling, and being able to get the hand in to make a play. And we're confident that he's going to take a big step in year two. Very pleased with what he did year one as an undrafted free agent. He's going to be a big part of what we do.
Is there any update on Billy Wynn?
It was more ankle than knee, so that was encouraging, but it'll still be a little bit of time, at least a week, and we'll evaluate it then. But we were pleased that it wasn't anything serious from a knee standpoint.
And the two running backs that you brought in were a result of West and Winston not being ready yet?
And Lundy. Yeah, and Lundy as well. With Duke being down, I mean, just be able to practice, we had to get some guys in there.
Mike, does Wynn have a high ankle sprain?
I don't know if it was classified as that. I know it was ankle, but I don't know if it is. I don't think it was the severe type where you're talking
with,
6-8 weeks.
With Johnson? He had an issue with
which
the,
one?
Duke had an issue with the combine with his hamstring, I believe. Mm-hmm. Is this the recurrence of the same thing? Is it?
I don't know. It's just disappointing that a guy that we're counting on to be a big part of what we do, to lose him at this formative time of what we're getting done, that's tough. He'll have a lot of catch-up work to do. We're making sure he gets all those reps mentally, but there's no substitute for actual live reps.
Coach, has Gary Barnage been a part of the offense, or the passing offense, more than you guys anticipated?
I don't think so. I mean, I think we kind of see those three guys for sure, just how the skill set, where Jim's more of the blocker type, Rob's more of the receiving type, and Gary, I think, does both of them pretty well. So he's versatile, and he's also shown that he can come up and make big plays in big situations. So very pleased with where Gary is.
Mike, was it last year, as things started to go poorly for the offense, one thing that became clear is you guys kept forcing turnovers and not scoring touchdowns or not getting points out of it toward the end of the year. How deflating is that, being a former defensive coordinator for the defense, when you give the offense a decent field position and you aren't able to really get much from it?
Yeah, I mean, that's last year, but that's always a point of emphasis. When you get a short field, you got to take advantage of it. And you'd prefer to score touchdowns, obviously. Just like when we consider if you have a team backed up and you get a stop, I mean, that's close to being a turnover. You're usually going to get some form of scoring out of it. Prefer it to be a touchdown. But anytime you're on a short field, that's important, or you get the momentum swing of a takeaway. So just overall feeling on the offense side. It was a lot for him in the spring, and I think some of our guys were just overwhelmed with the inventory. And I think it's been much smoother in the training camp now, with it being the second time through, and very, very pleased with where we are. I know our defensive guys called each other up, and I don't think that happened all training camp a year ago. So that's a sign that the offense is having some production.
Was it, looking back last year, I know you wanted, looking back, was that a source of frustration about how many times it happened? As the season went on, and again,
no, losing games was the biggest source of frustration.
Would you agree that Taylor and Shelton have almost the same body type? And if you agree with that, what's
I don't know. I haven't really studied their bodies to compare them. It's not on my list. It's not on my to-do list.
You're looking at their silhouettes, if you didn't see their numbers. They look very similar size-wise, but what are the differences in
that? No, I think you need that body type in the middle to stop the run, especially when you want to play some more coverage and allocate more players to defending the pass, that you have to have a guy that can eat up two blocks and not let one of those blockers off on the second level. And anytime we always feel anytime you can trade one of ours for two of theirs at the point of attack in the run game, you're going to be successful. And that's what both of those guys, due to their body types, can do for us.
You guys are going to Columbus Friday. Do you guys enjoy going to stadiums like that or playing in something like that? Just the thought of going to Columbus, the experience of it?
Yeah, I just like it because we're going somewhere different, and it'll be a different atmosphere. And you want to see, okay, guys can make plays out here on the practice field. But now you have to, we play games in that type of atmosphere, and that's important to see who's going to thrive in that environment and who might kind of drop away.
You mentioned your disappointment at Dick Johnson's missing this early time. At the position of running back in general, all these little minor things frustrating to him to get the running game rolling. It's supposed to be such a big part of the offense this year, and you got a lot of guys out there.
It is, because you got to practice it. And it's hard when the lineup is constantly being churned like the way it is. You want to be able to settle in at some point during camp, and it's important because those guys are all young. They need the reps. So when they're not out there, that is a source of frustration.
Malcolm Johnson, last one today, didn't return. Another back out. Do you know what happened?
I don't know. I don't have that report yet. I know he was going in to be evaluated.
Okay.